Reading for May 14th, entitled, There Is a Safe Path. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? John chapter 14, verse 9. There is a world to be warned, and every effort must now be made to exalt the truth. The great teacher held in his hand the entire map of truth. In simple language, he made plain to his disciples the way to heaven and the endless subjects of divine power. The question of the essence of God was a subject on which he maintained a wise reserve, for their entanglements and specifications would bring in science which could not be dwelt upon by unsanctified minds without confusion. In regard to God and in regard to his personality, the Lord Jesus said, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. John chapter 14, verse 9. Christ was the express image of his Father's person. The open path, the safe path of walking in the way of his commandments, is a path from which there is no safe departing. And when men follow their own human theories dressed up in soft, fascinating representations, they make a snare in which to catch souls. In the place of devoting your powers to theorizing, Christ has given you a work to do. His commission is, go throughout the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Before the disciples shall compass the threshold, there is to be the imprint of the sacred name, baptizing the believers in the name of the threefold powers in the heavenly world. The human mind is impressed in this ceremony, the beginning of the Christian life. It means very much. The work of salvation is not a small matter, but so vast that the highest authorities are taken hold of by the expressed faith of the human agent. The eternal Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is involved in the action required to make assurance to the human agent, confederating the heavenly powers with the human, that man may become, through heavenly efficiency, partakers of the divine nature and workers together with Christ. Man's capabilities can multiply through the connection of human agencies with divine agencies. United with the heavenly powers, the human capabilities increase according to that faith that works by love and purifies, sanctifies, and ennobles the whole man. Taken from manuscript 45, dated May 14, 1904, entitled, That They All May Be One.